This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. The 18th BRICS summit concluded in New Delhi today, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi underscoring that BRICS's diversity should remain its identity, cooperation its inspiration, and its progress should contribute to the cause of humanity. In his closing remarks on the final day of the two-day summit, the Prime Minister said, BRICS is not merely a grouping of nations, but an ecosystem of solutions. He said the discussions over the past 2 days had further strengthened this conviction. Mr. Modi expressed hope that the New Delhi Declaration adopted at the summit would provide clear direction for a shared vision and future cooperation. He stressed the need to translate all outcomes into time-bound actions that deliver last-mile impact.
हम आशा करते हैं इस समिट से उसमें एडॉप्ट किया गया न्यू दिल्ली डिक्लेरेशन हमारे शेयर्ड विजन और फ्यूचर कोऑपरेशन को स्पष्ट दिशा देगा। हमें सभी आउटकम्स को समयबद्ध एक्शन और लास्ट माइल इंपैक्ट से जोड़ना होगा। हमारे फ्रेमवर्क फाइल से आगे बढ़कर रियल लाइफ में इंपैक्ट पैदा करे, इसके लिए हम सब मिलकर काम करेंगे।
Saying that BRICS is poised to enter its third decade, Mr. Modi asserted that the world now expects concrete results from the grouping and not merely ideas and commitments. He expressed confidence that BRICS would live up to these expectations through collective efforts. The Prime Minister also extended his best wishes to China as the next chair of BRICS. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a series of high-level bilateral engagements on the sidelines of the BRICS summit in New Delhi. Over the past 3 days, Mr. Modi held 15 meetings with heads of state and government, besides several pull-aside meetings with world leaders and heads of international institutions. The meetings provided an opportunity to strengthen bilateral ties, discuss issues of mutual interest, and exchange views on regional and global developments. Mr. Modi today held bilateral talks with leaders of Kazakhstan, Egypt, Indonesia and Philippines, South Africa, Burundi, Nigeria, and Uganda. The External Affairs Ministry today said the BRICS summit, which concluded in New Delhi today, produced a number of concrete and development-oriented outcomes. Briefing the media in New Delhi this afternoon, Secretary Economic Relations in the Ministry, Sudhakar Dalela, said more than 50 concrete outcomes had been achieved across various thematic tracks, describing this as a significant achievement of India's BRICS chairship. He said BRICS has maintained a consistent position on the need for reform of the United Nations and added that India would like to further strengthen its engagement with BRICS countries. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah today called upon the Indian gems and jewellery industry to ensure that the entire ecosystem and manufacturing chain of lab-grown diamonds remains firmly in Indian hands. Addressing the 52nd India Gems and Jewellery Award ceremony in Mumbai, Mr. Shah said the nature of the diamond trade is changing with the emergence of lab-grown diamonds. He said the lab-grown diamond market in terms of volume is expected to become nearly 50 times the size of the current diamond market, describing it as a monumental opportunity for India. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today interacted with farmers at Krishi Vigyan Kendras and Indian Agricultural Research Institute in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Chauhan said the government is working to transform Krishi Vigyan Kendras into reliable centres for addressing farmers' problems. He said the aim is to ensure that farmers receive accurate scientific advice and have access to new technologies at the local level. In para badminton, Tokyo Paralympic gold medalist Pramod Bhagat secured gold medal in the men's singles SL3 category and teamed up with Sukant Kadam to win silver in the men's doubles SL3 SU5 at the Japan International today. In hockey, India's men's and women's teams have clinched the Junior Asia Cup titles at Mochi in China today. The Indian men's team defeated South Korea 4-1 in the final to successfully defend its title. And that's the end of this news bulletin.